Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
What's that sound?
Rise and shine. It's too early to slumber.
Oh my God, just stop. Stop. Just stop it.
Okay, how about this?
Good morning, good morning.
Hey,
the sun is shining.
Seriously, stop it!
That's really annoying.
That's annoying.
I think we have a bad connection.
You don't have to wake me up, okay?
Yes.
Yes, I do.
Why is that?
It's showtime. And I don't mean a bad impression of HBO. I mean time for a show.
Oh, okay.
No pressure.
Time for a show.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show waking you up along with our producer, Morty. 609, Carla, it is Friday morning. It is show number 1,897. That means we are on the crest, just sitting right before show number 1,900.
Yep. Yeah,
which,
how about
of course,
that
will be next week.
And, how about and, that? Did we get the T-shirts yet?
Not
for
yet.
For 2,000.
Yeah, don't 2,000. Worry about that.
I'll get one for you and me.
There you go. And then 5 extra just in case anybody
yes,
wants
that's
one.
That's right. Or you or I lose or gain weight.
Okay. So today I know is a big day in Las Vegas. A lot of things are expanding, opening up a little bit more today, but it is June 4th.
June 4th is the big day.
That is the big granddaddy of all days this year.
Yeah. I know some businesses who are still waiting after that to see how things go and how things progress, you know, but that is the big day. Yes,
okay.
I know. It's like Vegas is just opening again.
Yeah.
You know, it's like we're just appearing.
Mm-hmm.
It's you know, I know people are excited.
We'll see what happens.
Excited. It'll be different for a while. That's for sure.
But, you know, again, John Schaefer will have a little bit more details on that next half hour when he stops by for some news. And talking about the Silver Knights.
Yes,
new Silver Knights.
I was going to say, this whole week has been nothing but I've just gotten nothing but press releases on. And it's interesting. Some places very detailed on what they're doing, you know, to take precaution. And then others are just like, we're here. We're back. Okay.
Come on in.
Don't sneeze when you come
happens.
In.
Yes, or breathe.
That's right. Yeah.
All right.
I know.
Let's see how it goes, and hopefully, you know, we make it through this, and we move on.
Yes, absolutely.
Sunshine, windy today, tomorrow, and possibly on Sunday.
Yeah.
High 106 today.
Yeah.
Only 99 the high on Saturday,
fine,
and then
fine.
100 on Sunday. So.
Good.
79 outside, right.
Whoosh.
Morning. Carla's first take on some entertainment news.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, it is still May, and it is Mental Health Month, and Camila Cabello came out and talked about her struggle with it. She's pretty bad OCD and has pretty severe anxiety. She said she was kind of afraid to admit it at first, but once she did, she was able to get the help she needed, and she is on the road to feeling the healthiest she has ever felt. So good, good. Don't be afraid to talk about it, people. It definitely helps when you do. Pam Anderson, on the flip side, she says she is not ready to give up on marriage. But if she gets married again, she does hope it lasts this time. She said, just one more time, please.
Mm-hmm.
Now, she's been married, technically she's been married 5 times, twice to the same guy, that Rick Solomon, Tommy Lee, Kid Rock. And then John Peters for like 12 days, but apparently they weren't technically married, but they were married, but they weren't, they weren't legally married, I guess. I don't, But she wants to get married again, so good. I saw an old episode of Home Improvement.
Uh-huh.
And it was like, is that? Well, that's her. There she is, because she did that show for a while. She was the Tool Time girl.
Oh.
And she looked completely different.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't even tell it was her. It's like, oh, honey, you shouldn't have done that.
Yeah.
She looked great there.
Well, good luck to her in love.
And, yes, I know. I hope she finds number 6. I hope she does. And Alice Cooper, this is the best story. He has picked up an interesting quarantine hobby. He's tap dancing. He says every Wednesday night, the whole family goes in the backyard. We have a piece of plywood on the ground, and we all have tap shoes. So we're doing it. He said, my wife and daughters are dancers, so they're way ahead of me.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, every Wednesday night is tap night. He's 72 years old, by the way. Good for him. And he, good for him. He can golf. A lot of people say he should have gone pro because he's such a good golfer.
He was a really good golfer.
Yeah. And now the guy's tap dancing.
Like my,
I think that's cool.
My nephew Mark.
Yeah.
Could probably teach him a couple of things.
But he's, yeah, exactly. Yeah, well, I mean, his, I guess his wife and daughters are professional dancers.
Okay.
I don't know in what capacity.
Wow.
Okay. I know. But I'd like to bring out the old tap shoes.
Would you?
Yeah. Let's see if we can't find them. There, I know. I'm going to have to try to order a pair of tap shoes.
Okay.
Break them in a little bit and see if I can still do the tap, the toe, toe heel.
Can't wait.
A little spin and, yes, and then if I can get back up. We'll see. That's right. We'll see if I can get back up, man. And happy birthday to Blair. Facts of Life, Lisa Welchel, who we've talked to a couple of times.
Yeah.
57 years old today. For now, that is indeed my take.
I can't believe you actually ran home.
I did.
To get the tap shoes?
I did.
All right.
We had a little time in there. So let me hold on a second and let
John Helper put the board down.
Put the board down. Hold on a second and let me move it.
And then put the mic down by the floor.
Over here.
Let's see what you still have.
All right.
You ready?
Yeah, here we go.
Give it a shot. Let's hear it. Breathe heavy. Boom.
Okay.
You know what? I'll give it to you.
Oh.
You all right?
Okay. A little help here. Oh, man. It's hard, way harder now than it was when I was 8.
It just started clumping there in the beginning. Didn't know if you were going to make it, but
man,
you still got it.
Still got moves.
All right. John Schaefer with news coming up here in just a couple of minutes.
Welcome back to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Great music helps me in the morning because it helps me get motivated, get me started, get me on my way.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Live and local in the studio, just a phone call away. You can text too at 702-739-9636. 638. You okay?
Are
you still out of breath?
I don't know if this was the day. Rick just texted us and said, hey, it's my first day back listening to you guys since I was in quarantine. I was waking up pretty late and didn't get a chance to listen.
Oh.
But I'm back, and I'm glad to hear your voices again. I missed you, too. Thank
Good.
You, Rick. We
well,
missed
thank you.
You.
Thought he was calling or texting in about your tap dancing.
Yeah.
No, but that... Man, that's harder to say.
I just got
to
make sure I have that board at the house next time you're over.
When I'm over.
Having a couple of pops.
Let me do that in my bathing suit next time. That'll be fun.
Oh, that'll be nice.
Give me another white claw.
With your bathing cap on. I don't know. I used to notice my dad putting stuff in the freezer all the time.
Right.
I don't know at what age you start putting batteries and stuff like that in the freezer. But the newest thing from TikTok is people say that cereal is way better if you put it in the freezer before you add milk.
I kind of get the theory there.
Have you ever done it?
I haven't done it, but I get the... Because sometimes the milk gets warmer, you know, as you eat it. And
I
don't like that anyhow. But I suppose if the cereal's cold, the milk will stay colder. But, yeah.
Okay, here's one
raving.
Woman who's trying it.
Yeah.
This is the video that went viral, and you tell us.
I've seen somebody do this, and it better be good. Because if I just put my bowl of cereal in the freezer for no reason, I have some.
Here goes nothing.
Like it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I guess she likes it.
So that's your homework for the weekend.
She's still eating cereal?
I'll have what she's having.
God, but you got a plan, though. You're going to have to want to really have cereal because you got to get it in the freezer for a while.
Well, that's why I'm saying that's your homework for the weekend. Put your favorite cereal in the freezer.
You know what? Yeah, I think I will do that.
Then
tomorrow
maybe
morning.
Monday morning
have,
or something like that.
Yeah.
Have some cereal from the freezer.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
You've sheltered in place too long, and then now this is what we're doing.
Yeah.
I've done everything else.
Yeah, TikTok.
I've completely repainted my house. I might as well put the cereal in the freezer.
Couple days. You know, next week.
Probably.
But, yeah, I know.
Come June 4th.
Yeah.
When everything opens up. I don't know. I don't think we know or realize how, I don't know, how many people are going to rush down to the Strip.
Yeah,
I know. And take advantage of everything.
Oh, I'm sure they will. I am not. I mean, I live here, so, yeah. You know, I'll go when I go, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But it's cool that we need to open.
I've threatened to do this, and so tomorrow morning, I'm going to get up bright and
early.
Are
you going to go down there?
I'm going to go down there.
Good.
So
go
I can say
early.
I did it.
Yeah, do go early, because it is going to be hot.
And if anybody has a tip
tomorrow.
Where to start from and where to go to and then turn around and come back.
I think you should just start at the park. You should either start at the park or down, you know, Excalibur or something like that.
But I
start at the park.
The park.
And go, yeah, the park.
The park.
Yeah.
What park?
The park over near the arena.
I see what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Okay.
Over there.
So start
the park
there.
At MGM, I should
okay.
say.
All
yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Start there. Go all the way down one way.
I was trying to think. What did they build
now? Or at
now
the MGM.
That I'm
no, or at the MGM and go down and then end at the park. And
okay.
Cross the way, you know. Over
it doesn't
to
seem very
arena.
Hard.
No, I'm talking go all the way down Sahara to the Sahara and come back.
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm talking about. You're going to get 6 miles in there at least.
Right, so start at the park.
You can start at the
and
park.
And then go all the way down to Sahara.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Then come
or,
back.
Or start at the MGM head north
yeah.
and then go down to the Sahara and then come back. Back.
Okay.
Yeah,
all
there
right.
you go. And then
has
come
anybody
back
else
and
done
at
this?
The park.
How was it? Where did you start from? Where did you go to? Are you going to do it again before it wraps up? Because
right.
I would think this would be the last time you'd be able to do it.
I would probably, and I'll probably wait, and I would like to do it maybe Monday, actually, when it's a little quieter.
Okay.
Period. You know?
Before work?
Yes, I should. We should.
Okay.
Listen, I got news. We should go plant our butts down there and just do the show from there on
maybe.
Our butts on Monday, you know?
Sunshine and windy today, tomorrow, and on Sunday. Just in time for the weekend, the wind is here. High 106
yeah.
today, 99 tomorrow, and on Sunday, 181. Now, just a few things we think you should know.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, this is an interesting little tidbit. Sales of mints are down. Sales of mints down by about 30%. Sales of gum down by almost as much. And they say that is because of the pandemic and people staying in. They're not going out as much.
Oh.
So usually people are chewing gum and doing mints and all that when they go out and get together with other people.
Yeah.
But I would think that, you know, with the masks and all that, I mean, you got to have mints. You know, you got to have gum. You got to have stuff like that because that mask just blows it right back at you. So I say buy mints, buy gum if you're going to wear that mask. But, yeah, they are down. So with people going back out, sales of gum and mints.
Rise and shine.
We're back to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Best way to wake up.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Every Friday at about this time, we check in with Vegas film critic Jeff Howard on the phone, talking about those things you can watch right there in the privacy of your very own home.
Or if you're channel surfing and you find a movie you own already and watch it, I'm totally down with that too.
Life's Little Orgasm.
Yes!
What are we talking about this morning?
Well, we have a new movie from Amazon called The Vast of Night, and it's set in the 1950s small town New Mexico, and is a spooky and charming debut about two outsiders who bond over a strange night that's packed with these really great surprises. It's a thriller set in 1958, so it's got Letterman's jackets, rotary phones, Cold War era conspiracy theories, and UFOs. You know, you also can see the stars on my YouTube page. I interviewed both of them. And next is Love Life. It's on the new HBO Max, and it's a new streaming platform that has also HBO Classics. But this is a new series about a girl who's trying to find love in this day and age, and it happens on her, the worst kind of dating you can imagine. But it's a romantic comedy. It stars Hannah Kendrick, who's just wonderful in this. 10-episode season, and it's also from executive producer Paul Feig, who gave us Bridesmaids and Spy and Ghostbusters. Also, my interview with him on my YouTube page.
He's
all right.
Great.
What else?
Also, we have Space Force. It's the new comedy from Steve Carell. He plays a general. He's a lifelong military man who's about to take over the Air Force for their space exploration and also return to the moon. And I'm sorry to say that I'm only 3 episodes in, and I'm not laughing. It's just not
funny. Okay.
It's just a one joke kind of thing. They don't mention the president because it's his idea, right? So they don't mention Trump by name. And I don't know. I think they rushed this and it just wasn't as funny as they thought it was going to be. Also, it got delayed, but it's now launching tomorrow. Launch America SpaceX Live. We're going back into space. America's launching our own astronauts from Cape Kennedy, the first time since 2011. So it's going to happen live. Also, check out astronaut Mike Massimino, who's also been in space. He's on my YouTube channel talking about the details of the launch. It was scrubbed earlier this week because of weather, but this Saturday, watch as Elon Musk's SpaceX rocket is going into space with our astronauts. I can't wait to watch that.
Oh, we forgot to mention the DVD, Invisible Man. We have two more to give away.
Jeff, this movie got great reviews.
Not only great reviews, but it's a juggernaut, not only in the theater, one of the last movies before we went in quarantine, but also on pay-per-view. It's just doing incredible gangbusters, and it's a great thriller. It's a twist on the Invisible Man. Also, you can go to my YouTube page. I interviewed the star Aldis Hodge, also Lee Wannell, the director, and Jason Blum of Blumhouse Studios, the producer. We go behind the scenes. It's a great time. It's one of my favorite movies of the year.
All right. First two callers on the phone, 702-739-9636. Jeff, thank you for those. Follow Jeff on YouTube, Facebook, and, of course, VegasFilmCritic.com. Jeff, have a great weekend.
You too.
Looking to give away some DVDs. Mike and Carla, who's on the phone?
Hi, this is Ben.
Ben, you're number one, so you got an Invisible Man DVD from Vegas film critic Jeff Howard. Hang on the phone, okay?
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you.
All right, hold on. And one more. Mike and Carla, who's on the phone?
Hey, it's Russ, the very visible man.
Russ, you have a DVD as well, so hang on the line. We'll tell you how to pick them up, and thank you for listening.
All right, thank you.
Big weekend. A lot of things opening up slowly but surely today and over the weekend, but June 4th is the big day where people are, I think, are just ready to bust out.
Yes.
And as I was reading in the RJ, and we're going to post this article if it's not already posted on our website and Facebook page, some places are opening at different times on June 4th.
Right, right. They're all doing it seems like they're doing a bit of a countdown, and which I guess is smart, you know, if you don't want to all open at once.
Like downtown, I read where a couple of places are opening at 12:01.
Right.
On June 4th. And then on the Strip, like, for instance, Bellagio is going to open at 10 a.m. and with a new water show.
Yeah, they have a few new ones, I guess. Yeah. Yeah, so it's kind of cool. There's, they all, like, 10 a.m., the Cosmopolitan's opening up, 12:01, the Encore. They're all going at a little different times. MGM Grand, 11 a.m., on the 4th. So they're all kind of staggering a tiny bit. The Sahara, 10 a.m., 8 a.m., the Stratosphere.
Now, did I read correctly that Paris, Las Vegas is not opening, but the Beer Garden is opening?
Yeah,
there's
a couple that I'm not seeing. Yeah.
Okay. Well, the list will be, we'll post the article on our website and again on our Facebook page, which you can like and link up with through our website at 96.3kklz.com. But I know a lot of people looking forward to this weekend.
Yes, they sure are.
Sunshine and windy today and right through the weekend. High today, 106, 99. Tomorrow, back up to 100 on Sunday. It's 88 now.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, there is a new movie version, Mike, of Fiddler on the Roof in the works. The Hamilton. Yeah. Yeah. See, this is a movie I think they could redo. It's not timely. There's nothing that's changed. Hamilton director Thomas Kail will direct it, who's a good director, that's for sure.
All right.
It's been, I mean, it's been done on Broadway and revived about 200 times.
Yeah.
So I think they could probably get away with this. Of course, 1971. They did the movie with Topol playing Tevye, who went on to become toothpaste, I guess.
There is no
one
other
three. Ad. Yeah, yeah. I think this movie should be redone because I think that's the way that people will see it.
I saw the original Broadway show at the Aladdin Theater for the Performing Arts when it came to Vegas.
Yeah, there you go.
It was the best.
That's very cool. I saw it in San Francisco.
It's best musical ever.
Very good. Yeah, not my favorite, but it's good.
Yeah.
It's good.
Okay.
It's a good one. Yeah. Listen, 50th anniversary of this album, Cat Stevens' Tea for the Tillerman. Wow, 50 years. He re-recorded the whole thing with the original producer and guitarist to celebrate it. That's kind of cool. That was Wild World?
Oh.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was on there. That was quite an album. I was a baby. It's great. And some of those songs are still great. Yeah. Yeah. hello. I know. Yousef is his name now.
Remember when he changed it and everybody
and
banned?
Speak. Remember, he wouldn't speak either.
Right. And everybody banned this song and, a couple of other songs that he put out.
Right. Yeah.
I'm surprised the guy that played guitar with him, you know, when he called him and you're doing what?
Yeah, the same album we're going to do. All right.
First of all, I can't even move my fingers.
Yeah, I know. I heard a little bit. It doesn't sound bad.
Okay.
Doesn't sound bad. And I just thought this was kind of funny. Denzel Washington, he did an interview recently and he said when he used to coach... he coached a youth football team, you know, his son when he was younger. And he said that he used to motivate the players with speeches from his movies like Malcolm X and Glory. He would use those. The kids didn't know. They didn't know. Okay, coach. All right. So if you are coaching any youth teams, you might want to dive into some of those or some of those sports films. And just pull something, a few lines.
I just watched the ending of Martin's movie, Black Knight.
Oh, yeah.
And when he's talking to the villagers.
Yes. Oh, jeez.
Ask not what your kingdom can do for you, but what you can do for your kingdom. And he was just
taking everything
from different speeches.
Yes, yes. That's what you do. Just throw them in there. The kids don't know.
No.
They have no idea.
They're not going to know.
Listen, the weekend is here. If you missed anything on our show, get caught up. It is so simple. Our website, 96.3kklz.com.
I don't know how many people have thought about this. You and I started talking about this off the air, Carla.
Well,
with mom and dad starting to go back to work. Hopefully, fingers crossed.
Right. It's summer. Mom and dad, like you say, going back to work. And, I mean, I just remember, and they're different reasons, but I always seemed to get in trouble when I was left alone.
I'm talking,
I was a teenager, I remember my parents going out of town, or I'm sorry, going out for the night. I had a few people over, just a few people, because I knew how long they'd be gone, and we drank. And me, you know, smart teenager, I replaced, you know, what we drank with water.
Yeah.
Kind of filled it up a little more. And I remember, like, just a couple days later, and I know my brother Matt's listening. My mom, we were sitting at the breakfast table. We had, like, this nook kind of area. And she said, "Hey, look at this." And it was a bottle of booze. It was like, Yeah. See this little line here? My mom would mark lines on the bottle of where it was. And she knew that I had filled it and I was grounded again. Yeah.
She so had you nailed.
Oh, my mom was about 50 steps ahead of me, always.
I can't remember how this came about. I think Nicole was living with us for a while. And we had gone out of town, came back. And I noticed a crack in a lamp.
Uh-oh. This is a Brady Bunch episode.
I said, "Hey, listen, I'm just wondering." Now we no longer have the lamp or anything.
Right.
It wasn't a big deal, but I said, "How did this happen?" I don't know. I think it was there. No, it wasn't there.
It was there when you bought it.
Yeah. And I in her defense, good on her.
Right.
Deny.
Well, yes,
to this day.
Oh, that's funny. Oh, my God.
Just be honest.
That's Nicole,
how did that happen? Yeah.
See, I would have thought that Kelly would have caved at some point.
Yeah.
She did it.
Or she would have ratted out Nicole if she would have known.
Oh, man. Oh, that's funny. That is funny.
Anybody else? 702-739-9636. As we get into phase two and start remembering our summers, what was that one thing left alone that you did that got you in trouble?
Yeah.
We want to hear about it. 702-739-9636. John, think about it. You weren't an angel, I don't think.
It wasn't very bad, actually.
No, it wasn't bad.
No, just me again.
Yeah.
All right. Call or text in. We want to hear from you. It's Journey, Separate Ways, Worlds Apart.
Yay!
Welcome back to the Mike and Carla Morning Show on 96.3 KKLZ.
Our number, 702-739-9636. You know, with mom and dad hopefully going back to work and being summertime, on the flip side being summertime, kids are going to be left alone.
Yeah.
We're just talking about flashbacks of when we were growing up, what trouble did you get in when mom and dad weren't around? Now, John, I think you were like a little angel like I was.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, I didn't get in a lot of trouble when my parents would go away. And it wasn't until we were much older that they would leave us alone.
Right.
But I do remember my mom leaving me in the car one time because she had to run back in the house for something. And the only thing she said is, don't mess around with the cigarette lighter. So, of course, I pushed it in, pulled it out. It was red, then stuck my thumb right in it to see what it would do. And burned my thumb.
I did bet my cousin one time that he couldn't stop the blade of a fan.
Don't. No.
With using his finger while it was on.
Right. Yeah.
So, you know. So he stuck it in there, and to this day, his index finger.
Okay, nice. That's great. No, we'll
just
be fine.
Blood.
We'll be fine.
Being blown everywhere.
Yeah, we'll be fine. We'll be just fine.
Oh
my God.
And comedy ensued. You had to laugh.
Oh,
I did one time, though, when my parents were home, turn my watch back because I was way past curfew and then went in, and mom's like, where have you been? I'm like, oh, my watch must have stopped. It only says it's 10:30 on my watch.
Oh, that was always good, too. I used to try that one, too, with my parents. And I had a later curfew than anyone, too. Sarah said, my parents were out of town. My sister, 16. I was 18. We threw a party. Our friend Mike had a fake ID. We managed to get a keg. My parents had to cut their trip short due to a death in the family. When they came home, the house was clean, but the keg was still in the middle of the living room.
You got to throw away the evidence.
You got to get rid of the keg. She said then a couple days later, Mike wanted to come pick up the keg because you get your deposit back on the keg.
There's the kid putting flowers on it, you know, making it. Oh, it's a coffee
table. Oh, my God. Yeah. And then I guess it was on a garbage can. He said, hey, could I get the garbage can it was on? She said, yeah, right over there. It was full of trash. She said, from that day on, Mike's been known as Keg Mike to my parents. 30
Keg
years
Mike.
Later. Yeah. Oh, that's funny.
30 years ago.
30 years ago.
Carol's on the phone. Yeah.
Remember when he...
Okay. Yeah. All right. Carol, be honest. Go ahead.
I was left alone. Me and my sister, we were left alone. It was the summertime, and I talked her into taking the hose into the garage and shutting the door, and we flooded the garage to make a pool. Mom come home and lifted the garage door up, and water went everywhere. They had to replace drywall and everything. She was so mad at us, but we had a good time.
We always have a good time getting into the trouble, don't we?
When you create your own indoor swimming pool.
A pool. Okay, I never would have thought of that in the garage, but thank you.
Kylie, what about you?
Well, my older sister took our mattresses and slid down the stairs to do like stair surfing.
Uh-huh.
And when we slid down the stairs, I actually face planted through the storm door that has like the screen on it.
Oh.
I completely ripped through it. I went right through it. And next thing you know, I'm on the porch. And like the screen's like all busted and broken.
Oh.
So when my mom came home, I was like, yeah, the dog did it.
And there's Spud going, what?
Hey. I didn't do anything.
I'm just sitting here.
I was not surfing down the stairs on mattresses.
I barked.
I wouldn't imagine you got in any trouble when you were left
I
alone.
No, I never did anything like that.
Dude.
I will tell you, though, I was at my sister Barb's house.
Yeah.
And my nephew's two daughters were there. They were only like 5 or 6.
Right.
At the time. And they had one of those in the basement. They had one of those little, I think you have one, trampolines.
Yeah.
And the one little girl, I could see what was happening just by her eyes, what she was thinking. She pulled the trampoline over by the stairs.
Uh-huh. Oh,
and
geez.
As she's starting to walk up the stairs, I know she's going to jump off the stairs. And the ceiling, the ceiling downstairs wasn't that high.
Right.
So I immediately called, I yelled out, Dennis! And she ran down the stairs, pulled the trampoline away. But I could see the mechanics working in her mind.
My God, yes.
She goes, this is good. Yeah,
this
she's
is going to be great.
Yes. Trampoline by the stairs.
Yeah.
I'll jump off like the third stair.
Right.
Bounce and then bounce off.
Yeah.
And of course, stick the landing. We were talking about those things you did to get in trouble. Well, you didn't do them to get in trouble. You just got in trouble.
You just got in trouble when your parents weren't home.
Over the summer.
Yep.
One last call. Laura's listening in Henderson.
Well, my story is so similar to Carla's. It's almost like we lived identical lives. However, my mom never put a line on the liquor bottle. But I did have a party. Let's see. It was like 1973 or 4. I was in high school. And when they left town, I let people just drink freely. You know, I did the same water thing. One of my friends threw up in the living room carpet.
Oh, my God.
And then I didn't catch it because I was we were all drinking. Yeah. And I had to try to clean up. I never cleaned up. Oh, my goodness gracious. My mom was about 50 steps ahead of me, too, Carla.
Always.
Yeah. What have I said? As a parent, you always got to be trickier.
You
sneakier.
Do. You do. Probably why I never had kids right there.
Yeah, that's the
right
reason.
Because my mom knew that I just would move the chair over the wine stain.
All right, Laura, thanks a lot. Have a good day.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
They only saw the show within the show.
Sponsored by 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating.
Oh, gosh.
Give them a call today, 855-1-HOUR. That's 855-1-HOUR. Well, if you think that's funny. Woman in England recently posted a bathroom selfie, but didn't realize. Yeah. You got to be careful, people.
Yeah.
You could see the reflection in the mirror of her boyfriend while cleaning up after going to the bathroom.
Okay. All
right. The picture was up for 37 minutes before she found out. One of her friends finally said, hey.
Oh, gosh, I hate when that happens.
Me too. And you knew this would happen sooner or later, and probably happens more often than not. A guy in Oklahoma whose real name is Ben Dover.
Oh, geez. Okay.
Got suspended. Got a suspended sentence for drug possession.
Oh, of course he did.
Ben Dover.
Because I didn't hear attorney Ben Dover Esquire or anything like that, or Dr. Dover.
Dr. Dover.
Dr. Ben Dover. Jeez. Okay. Oh, Mike.
What do you have?
Mike. Well, a guy in Macon, Georgia, he broke into a Family Dollar store and he stole about $300 worth of Reese's candy and M&M's.
Wow.
He just smashed the front window. And he got away with it, too. Police are looking for him. I don't know how he got out of there with all that. I mean, that's a lot of candy to haul out of there. But
got to have a pillowcase or something.
Yeah, you got to have something or big pants. Big pants.
That's what you have to have.
Big candy stealing
pants.
Hey,
notice you're wearing your big pants. What's going on?
We're not a big pants family. Stealing candy. Aura is her name. She led the Santa Rosa Police. This is up in California on a high-speed chase. Highway 101, if you know this highway, it's beautiful. 42-year-old. She stole a truck and a trailer. Cops chased her. She got up to about 80 miles an hour, and stuff was falling off her trailer, all that stuff.
Oh, boy.
They pulled her over, and she picked up a cordless blower and sprayed glitter all over the police as they approached her. Oh, that stuff doesn't come off. And you know that those cops went home and their wives were like, where were you? Oh, we stopped this woman. Sure you did.
She sprayed glitter over everything.
Yeah. Really? What's her name? What is her name? Ambrosia? Is that her name? Huh? Sure. We were stopping a woman. Yeah. They charged her with reckless evading and driving a vehicle without consent and just looking pretty. That's all. It is Friday. That's your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel good story that we like to call.
We do it at the end of every show. A little good news for you to start your day with. And a lot of people going back to work. This is out of Columbus, Ohio. So stack of mail waiting for Byron Woods. He owns a barbershop. As a matter of fact, his family has owned it for about 40 years. And there was just a ton of mail. So he just was going through it. Bunch of unpaid bills, all that stuff. And then he opened one that was hand-addressed. The envelope, you don't see that much. And there was a $1,200 check made out to him from a retired school teacher in town. She gave him the stimulus money that she received, you know, from the federal government. And he didn't know why. And she just said, "Dear Mr. Woods, today's a happy day for me. It's a day I've been waiting for. Ever since I received my stimulus check, I wanted to give the money to someone who might need it more than I. Someone who would use it wisely.
Mm-hmm.
Someone worthy of some help." And she said, "I'm just impressed with your business and the way you've made others happy and myself for years going to you." So she gave him the check. 55 years old.
Wow.
He owns, it's called Ooze and Oz, the barbershop he is. Uh-huh. And he said, I still don't know why. But because of this now, others have made donations to him, just here and there, small donations, anonymously, some that he knew. And it's just helping him basically pay his bills and keep this place open.
That is awesome.
Yeah. How about that?
See, there are good people in this world.
There are very good people in this world. There really are. So
I know sometimes
really
we have our doubts. But...
Oh, absolutely. We do. All yes. Right. But once in a while. I know.
Something breaks through.
I know it. That's just sweet.
All right. So if you have a feel-good story like that, we want to hear about
please
it. Locally, even better.
Yes.
Just email it or submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3kklz.com. Or even while we're on the air, just dial it up. Give us your own version of the story. 702-739-9636. Getting ready to kick off the 96-minute Morning Music Marathon sponsored by Shelter Insurance. Home, life, auto, find your agent at shelterinsurance.com. Wrapping up the show, the new thing now is freeze your cereal.
Yeah, I know.
Cereal. They say it tastes a lot better. Talked about getting in trouble during the summer while your parents were away and with parents going back to work, hopefully sooner than later.
Yes, yeah.
Just reminiscing as we got a text, a late text. There was a lot of yelling.
Andy was talking about, it involved a slingshot, his parents going out with family, and him being left home with a bunch of kids and his 16-year-old brother.
Yeah.
And they hit something other than a hubcap, and it was somebody in a convertible that was injured, but recovered. And
I love
a lot of yelling. There was a lot of yelling when my folks got home. And Dad cut the slingshot into little pieces and gave it back to me.
Yeah, think about that.
Oh, wow!
Nice to
Andy.
See you still
like
have
it.
Some moves.
Yeah, thank you. That wasn't bad, was it?
No. Found out Alice Cooper is a tap dancer, being quarantined with his wife and kids.
Yeah.
And Jeff Howard, great movie reviews about some of the things you'll be able to watch over the weekend right there in the comfort of your own home. Check that out. We'll post it on the Michael Carlin Morning Show page. Otherwise, do have a great weekend. Be careful. Be safe. I mean, we know a lot of things are opening up today and over the weekend, and especially on June 4th. The whole list we've put on our website. So we'll talk to you Monday. Wendy Rush coming in next.
Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns Monday morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.